straight from the Dancing with the Stars live tour and into our studios. Alan Burstyn's here today on To The Point.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movie.
Welcome on in To The Point with Kristen Burt. I am straight from Denmark, so this is going to be a little bit of a jet lag show. I've had my caffeine because I had to be ready for this guest today. Dancing with the Stars pro and current champion Dancing with the Stars Junior's mentor,
Ooh, I like
Alan
the sound
Burstyn.
Of
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't that sound good?
I like that.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have tried to get you on the show for a very long time.
I've been avoiding it as long as I could.
Why were you avoiding me? What, were you afraid of me?
I'm afraid of you, Kristen.
No, you're not. You know I'm not here to give you anything but an hour of fun. Okay?
I'm excited.
All right, good. Well, we're so glad you're finally here. I was unfortunately unable to see the tour because I was out of the country while you guys were doing the SoCal.
I'll just give you a little recap right now.
Okay, What was your favorite number? Go.
You know, it was a really fun tour. This was honestly one of my favorite tours. And, you know, it was a long tour. We started our first show December 15th, and we just finished March 9th. What day is it today?
We're on March 12th.
Okay, well, it's been 3 days since the show. And, you know, it's honestly, it's been so much fun seeing everyone out there. This group of dancers was incredible. And we had three different celebrities as our hosts. Three or four? I don't know.
So you had Bobby Bones.
We had Bobby with Milo, and we had
Joe.
Grocery store Joe. He's my favorite.
He was a lot of fun, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I thought that he was a really good sport. People were giving him such a hard time because he made it through really far. And I just thought, you know, people, it takes a lot to do this show. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of, like, mental prep. And of course, we know the physical aspect of it.
Yeah, but I mean, he's one of my favorite people that's ever been on the show now. We bonded really well, and he's awesome, and I can't wait for him to come back to LA, and we're going to hang out.
Oh, I love it. See? These are the good friendships and everything. What made this tour so special, you think? Because, you know, you guys, most of the group has been on tour together in different configurations. What made this one really stand out?
You know, I think everyone just really is in a good place, I guess. The show was awesome. We had a great year. We had juniors. We had the athlete season. We had the normal season. And everyone just really enjoyed their year, and it was like a big celebration to go on tour with everyone.
That's nice. The fans, I think, felt it because I saw a lot of feedback from the fans saying, don't miss this tour. It's really fun. It's one of my favorites.
We have some of the best fans for sure. So I'm sure they would have said that anyways.
No, but I think some will say, like, I liked this one. It didn't stand out. But this particular tour.
You know, I think this one had a lot of dancing. And Mandy and Ashley, who are the directors, they did a great job this time really incorporating some of the cool moments from the show and creating really cool new moments for the tour.
Yep.
And so we used some of the theme nights from the show, some of the dances that we did on the show, and then we created a lot of new ones, which was, you know, it was fun to do something new for 70 shows.
Well, exactly.
Wasn't new anymore by the 70th
show.
No,
but I think for the fans too, seeing something fresh is also exciting for them. Did you have a hometown show?
Yeah, we went to Minneapolis.
Oh, that must have been fun.
It was nice. There was a snowstorm. It was awesome. Just felt just like home.
Minnesotans are hardy. They will go out in the snow. Out here, we have a drop of rain and no one shows up. But
It was a lot of fun to be back home, but yeah, I don't miss that weather.
I lived in Minnesota for 2 years.
Did you?
I did. I was
Where?
In Eden Prairie.
No way. I live right there.
Yeah. I was Eden Prairie / I was working in Eden Prairie. I was living in Minnetonka. But
I live in Minnetonka.
No way.
Oh my
we were probably neighbors at the same time.
Maybe.
I worked for ShopNBC, the home shopping network. Did you know that's in Eden Prairie?
I did not know that was there.
So NBC no longer owns it. I think it's called Evine Live or something like that now. But I was there when NBC owned it. And some people know this, some people don't. I also worked as Jesse Ventura's newsreader on his MSNBC show at the same time.
Look at this.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is really crazy.
And I worked at, we worked at St. Paul Twin Cities Public Television Station.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Small world.
Such a weird, random, like, curve in my career, but I did it. But the snow was brutal. I was getting my groceries delivered on every Sub-Zero day. I could not go out.
Yeah, I got really used to it because my parents made me go out. They didn't give me a choice.
They're like, go on the snow. It's good for you. Builds character.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, here's what I want to talk a little bit about because I had such a fun summer last year watching Juniors.
Yes.
And you wound up with a mirror. Did you get a mirror ball as a mentor?
Yes, it's a mirror star.
A mirror star.
It's even cooler in my own opinion.
Yes. Season one.
It was really awesome. I can't even begin to express how grateful I am. them for that experience. That was so much fun to have Sky and JT.
Okay, so you probably found out first that you had JT, right? Or did you know you find out you had JT and Sky?
No, I found out I had JT first.
Okay. Had you watched any of
Oh, I knew JT from So You Think. Yeah, okay. I was really
excited.
He's done
Dancing with the Stars, too. He's been on, you know, some of your
opening. Yeah, he's been there. Yeah, it was awesome. You know, he, out of all the mini pros, when they told us who was on it, and they're like, they didn't tell us who we had first. They just told us who was on it. And yeah. They're like, we'll surprise you with it. I was like, oh, please let it be JT.
Yeah.
Please let it be JT.
Yeah. I was thinking.
We got lucky.
All of the pros were great. I've had so many of them in here, all the little juniors. And gosh, they make me so happy. I walk out of the studio after an interview and just my day is like made.
You know, a lot of them actually came to the last show in Thousand Oaks. Oh, it was so nice.
I love that. Yeah. They're also cute. But JT has just been one of my special because I feel like he's been one of my So You Think babies. And now, you know, he's on juniors. But I've got to imagine in your head when you got him, you're like, yes.
I mean, absolutely. I was like, oh, this is going to be, I don't know what to expect. No one knew what to expect for juniors. But the fact that I had JT, I was like, okay, this is going to be fun.
He's such a hard worker.
He can do tricks.
He can dance. He works hard. Do you know why they put you together? Did you ever get any reasoning? Because I thought they paired people together very well on their show.
They obviously don't tell us why. But, I mean, we're both cute. Look at us.
Is that what it is?
But we looked a lot like each other. You know, we both have that smile. We both have the same hair.
Yeah. What else do you youthful need? Energy, which is good.
But it was, I don't know. I just got really lucky, I guess. They didn't tell us why.
Because it was funny. I thought when I started even seeing, like, Eliana together with Jason, those pairings, I'm like, God, their sense of humor together, like, killed me. They were so dry and funny.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking, you know, you see certain pros and their juniors, and you're like, y'all look alike. You look like a little, I mean, Camry's like a little Whitney.
Totally. I don't know how they did it, but it worked out perfectly.
It worked out really well. So you get Sky Brown. Were you familiar with Sky at all?
I'm not going to lie, no. I don't follow skateboarding.
I don't either. So did you fall down the rabbit hole and start, like, researching?
Oh, absolutely. The first thing I looked up was, like, can Sky Brown dance? And it was on a skateboard. And I was like, oh, you know what? It's not bad.
Yeah. You knew she had balance. I figured.
Yes.
You're like, that's good.
But, you know, sometimes the snowboarding and skateboarding doesn't really correlate to dancing.
Different weight balance.
In this case, it did. I feel like just Sky is a superhero, so she can do anything. But dancing was a lot of, like, teaching her how to dance was so much fun.
When did you know that you had the dream team?
I did not know.
No?
Not even until the finale. I was like,
really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, it's a miracle we're in the finale. Let's just be happy.
Oh, no, see, I was able to watch some of the shows, and I knew just, and I'm trying to remember, it was after the Halloween episode somewhere, and I just thought they could win.
Really?
I really thought that.
I thought we were going to, I mean, it's the same. I have the same thought process when I'm actually a pro and when my celebrity, when we're dancing. Every night we're going home. It's like, oh, God. Oh. Every night we're going home. And then we don't go home, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever.
We got another week.
But, you know, that's some of the best energy that you can have, you know, when you're so grateful to be there that you really enjoy every moment there, and it really shows, I think.
And you probably don't want to be having the expectations of, like, we deserve to be here next week. Because it starts to affect the performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It gets in your head.
But it was like, I don't know who was more nervous, the kids or me. Like, every night when we were sitting there and there was, like, the dramatic lighting and the bottom two, I was freaking out more than the kids.
I thought the pros looked more nervous on the sidelines because you have no control. You've already done what you can with them. And I would watch everyone. That I always found fascinating because people would be, like, doing some of the motions on the side of the stage, like, twiddling their thumbs.
The producers recorded me because I was literally standing there either sweating or, like, clapping and, like, dancing with them. And then I just, like, I saw a video. I was like, what am I doing? But it's so much more stressful than a normal season. You know, on the normal show, we're with our celebrity. If they're not getting it, I can help them.
You can talk them through it.
Here, if Sky and JT, if they messed up, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know.
I'm going to run on stage and just block the cameras.
JT, when he was here, said, we never knew what she was going to say. She would always have these beautiful speeches. I really felt that they came from the heart because I was bawling half the time I was listening to them.
She talks better than I do.
She talks better than all of us, honestly. But she's such a little ball of inspiration. She reminds me, and a lot of people have said this, of a mini Bindi Irwin.
Yeah, I mean, now I see it. At the time, I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not really focused on anything. I look back at it. She is a mini Bindi Irwin.
And it's, that's a great comparison. I want to be a mini Bindi.
I know. Bindi was the biggest sweetheart in the world.
Yeah. So, and I, Skye, what I loved is that if she got a little frustrated, she would work through it. I think that was that athlete mind, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And I also think it was the way she was raised. You know, she grew up in Japan, and in Japan, the people are very, you know, strict and meticulous, I think. And mm-hmm. they work very hard. And that was so evident. The day that Skye walked in, she wanted to learn a little salsa step. And it took her like a good hour to learn one step. And I was like, okay, this is going to be difficult. But it's really nice that she doesn't give up, you right. know. She kept going. And for an hour, she learned one step.
Wow.
But then she finally learned it. And then it was fun.
Did she get quicker at picking up choreography as it went on?
Absolutely. I think the more she immersed herself in it and the more she was surrounded by all these dancers, it became like a second language to her. And she started picking it up a lot faster.
Oh, I know the kids said it was like the best summer of their lives.
Oh, it was the best summer of my life.
I want a season two. Oh,
so do I.
I know.
People. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous.
Ah, don't be nervous.
Okay. All right.
I don't. I mean, I don't know, but
I know we don't know, but it's just one of those. I'm like, TikTok, people. Summer's coming up.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of go back to So You Think, because we were talking about this. I forgot, or I didn't remember. I was searching for your audition just to go back and see what Baby Allen was doing for season 10, and they did not show it.
They did not have my audition. It must have been really bad.
No, it wasn't that bad, because you made it all the way to the end.
You know, oh my God, is that on right now?
That is on right now. That is your promo photo when they announced the top 20. Yeah, it doesn't even look like you, Alan.
Thank God, that guy looks weird.
You know, there was one video, and you were like sitting in a bunch of tires.
Yeah.
Why were you in a bunch of tires?
We had a weird promo shoot where there was tires.
And they had you like totally standing in them.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that.
It was very colorful, your season. Like cool. A lot of neon and everything.
Yeah, look at the background of that photo.
I know.
Splat painted.
It looks like it's 1985. That's the funny part.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
And it's only 6 years ago.
God, what was I thinking?
Oh, I don't. You were thinking you made the top 20. That's kind of awesome.
You know, fun fact, I used to have long hair, and right when I made the show, Jeff was like, we're cutting off your hair.
They do that a lot. How did you feel about that?
I was super excited. I hated my hair.
You did? Okay, yeah. So you were happy. I know other people, I don't want to, because it was told off camera to me, but one contestant said she was already on the show, and then they told her she had to go and get her hair cut, like maybe a week or two in, and sent her off-site to get a haircut, and then they're like, that'll be $200. And
oh,
she
wow.
was like, wait, I thought I don't have $200. I thought the show was going to pay for
crazy,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, but sometimes they do dictate your look. Some people, they've dictated the names, like the Coco Coyne thing.
Really?
And, yeah. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Or Kayla really likes to go by Impavido, but Kaylee.
Really?
Yeah. Kaylee Mills. Yeah.
That's strange. I didn't know they
do I that. Know. They do that sometimes.
They just cut my hair off. That was my extent.
That's good. So you were happy with the change.
Yeah.
Sometimes people aren't happy with the change.
No, but I wanted to cut it. They're like, you can't cut it because from Vegas week, you had long hair, so you have to keep it, you know.
And then before top 20,
they were like, if you make it, we're cutting off your hair.
Perfect.
And I was like, please.
You're like, take it. Your brother auditioned with you.
Yeah.
You were saying that Gene was the one that was filmed.
Yeah, so he was on that same season with his wife, Elena, and they sent a camera crew to Minnesota to film. And they only filmed him, and I was like, oh, you know what? I don't even want to be on this season anyways.
Did he even say, like, hey, my brother's auditioning too?
No, they knew. They definitely knew.
They just didn't
It
care.
Was after the auditions. It was, like, before Green Mile.
No way.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, whatever. If I don't make it, I don't care.
Yeah, you're like,
I really cared, but I was just trying to be cool.
I would have been a little upset. I would have been like, hey. Now, your brother had auditioned before in season six, so audience was familiar with him, so sometimes they like to do follow-up, but... All right, do you remember anything from that week of what used to be Vegas week, now is Academy week?
I remember everything. It was ingrained in my memory as the worst week ever. No, I'm kidding.
Everyone says it's the hardest week on the show, honestly.
It was the hardest week on the show, but it was a lot of fun. And in hindsight, I was way overstressed. I should have just relaxed. Should have just enjoyed it.
I don't know, but it still got you to top 20.
Oh, absolutely.
Though.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you know,
you did the right things.
I know, I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was hard. I learned a lot. I cried a lot. As always, I like to cry, I guess. I don't know.
I know. Well, crying's good. It's good for the soul. And I think that Everyone should go back and watch the group piece because...
The group piece was awesome and it was some cool people in there.
Jasmine Mason, Jenna Johnson.
My brother.
Your brother. Caleb Bingham, whom that was the other person. Yes. I think three girls, two guys. Yeah, I think that was correct. Probably the best group piece ever to come out of the show.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a lot of uncertainty because we had to choreograph that ourselves and, I mean, no one really knew what we were doing.
You said you finished early because usually finish at 4 a.m. and people get injured and bonk their head and go to hospital.
I think most people argue. And because it was me and my brother, we really didn't argue much. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, whatever we want, we'll talk, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
And the girls were also great. I mean, Jenna, Jasmine, and Kayla. I was Jasmine's partner. Jenna is literally one of my best friends now. And Kayla. Hi, Kayla.
Kayla, where are you?
But they're all so great, so I feel like we really meshed really well together.
The choreography was on point, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I know. I was like, go back and watch it, everyone, because it's like, I was telling you, levels, and there's trios, and there's duos, and everything worked really well together. And then it was after the Boston Marathon bombing.
And so it had a great story. I mean, it was nice.
Adam Shankman was, like, ugly crying. He was like, I can't. I mean, it was great. It was great to watch, actually.
It was awesome to get that type of reaction.
And you thought you were all going home.
Oh, I'm telling you, I guess it's just the way I've been. I always think I'm going home, no matter what.
So it doesn't matter if you have Sky, JT, you do an awesome group piece, you're just going home.
I'm going home.
Everyone knows this. Top season 10, one of my favorite seasons. One of the best seasons.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I also think it's incredible to watch because so many of you are still out there working successful in the
game.
Thank
you. You know, we got really lucky. We're all really close friends, actually. I used to live with Nico and Melise and Mackenzie.
Yes, there used to be a little show out there with the roommates.
Yeah.
It's out there on YouTube, still floating out there. It's out there. I saw it today.
Oh, God.
I was like, I haven't seen this in a while.
Yeah.
Click. You got fall down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
How long did you live with the four of you together?
I think we lived together for like 3 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It was awesome. You know, I still talk to them every day, but it was awesome living with them. It's nice to live on my own now.
It is.
I really appreciate that.
But it's also nice to probably like start out in Los Angeles living with people who kind of went through the same experience and understand.
It was great. We were literally all the same. You know, we were friends from a show that we all met in L.A. together and then we all lived together and it was great. And we all went on tour together.
Yes.
It was nice.
And I think that's sweet because I don't think people understand the transition from going from the show to the tour and then getting dropped into the professional world.
Yeah.
It's a shocker for a lot of people. And if you don't find a way to sort of, you know, commiserate with some of your fellow castmates or whatever, or, you know, navigate it together for other people, it's just, they don't know what to do and then they kind of get frustrated.
Yeah. Los Angeles is a really hard city to live in.
It is.
So it's good to have that good group of people.
Yes. What point from doing season 10, because you wound up, season 20 in Troop on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
What was the, how long was that from point A to point B?
I think it was a year after.
Okay. You did
Burn the Floor,
right?
Yeah. So right after I finished the tour, like the next day, I flew out to do Burn the Floor, which was awesome.
And
we did a world tour. We went to Australia and Japan.
That sounds terrible.
I know. It was horrible.
How did you do it?
I had to force myself to go to these beautiful beaches in Australia.
Oh, God.
It was really fun, though. Yeah, I got very lucky again.
Burn the Floor is kind of like a ballroom rite of passage, I feel like,
for
Dancing with the Stars.
It's funny. It is because ballroom dancing is before Dancing with the Stars was only competitive ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there was a stage show that came, which Burn the Floor was iconic because it was the first ballroom dance show.
Yep.
And it was around the world. But it really taught you that, you know, it's not just about learning the technique. You know, there's showmanship to dancing. And I feel like the people who came from Burn the Floor that are on Dancing with the Stars really succeed because they understand that showmanship.
Yep. And you have to bring that to television.
Exactly.
And help your celebrity understand
exactly.
that,
it's too. Not just about learning the steps and doing the steps good.
So when you get the call, and I always like to find out, how did you get into Troop? Because everyone has a different story.
For Dancing with the Stars?
For Dancing with the Stars. Did you have an audition? Did you have an interview?
Yeah.
Did they just bring you in?
I had an interview with the executive producer. And, I mean, I must have killed it. No, I'm kidding.
Nailed it.
No, I'm joking. But it was Jenna actually auditioned me. So I had to do like a little dance with her.
Oh, and so we were like, Jenna, watch this.
No, I was like, Jenna, what are we doing? No, but it was fun. It was nice. It was very quick. It all happened so fast.
Yeah, it's always interesting because everyone sort of had a different situation of how they got to Troop. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get a mysterious phone call. Other people were seen on tour and not necessarily like the So You Think tour, but sometimes Derek's Move mm-hmm. tour and things like that. So
yeah, I knew I wanted to be on that show. And I guess I had my agents reach out, or I think I contacted someone. Actually, when I was on Burn the Floor, they emailed me. Ooh. But I was gone. So I sent my brother.
So you sent your brother audition? Yeah. Did you say you're me? And no, then I'll just slide on in.
No, but I remember that. That's what happened. And then I was like, oh, I it was literally my dream. So I was like, ah, oh, I don't want to do Burn the Floor anymore.
I know, doesn't it? It probably feels like that was my one opportunity.
Absolutely.
And it could be, but other times,
most obviously, of the time, it's not. Most of the time, everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
So
maybe you weren't ready.
In hindsight, again, I overreacted. But
this is a recurring theme, Alan.
Yeah, I'm always going home and I always overreact.
I love it. It obviously is working okay for you, though.
Let's knock on wood.
I know.
I'm a very superstitious person.
What do you remember about season 20? Because I think those first, I always say when you have those first experiences in Hollywood, like those big ones, it's overwhelming. And the show is so big. You know, it's been a top 10 show for so long on a broadcast network.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It was honestly life-changing. I mean, the only other experience I had was So You Think You Can Dance, and that was more of like a really big competition show, mm-hmm. you know? This was, we're not really competing, especially on Troop. You are just, you know, you're a working dancer. So I think my first like part of it was we did like promo for Live in Cali or something for mm-hmm. the Oscars or the day after
the Oscars. Oh, the day after the Oscars, yeah.
And that was just the coolest thing ever.
And you're at the Dolby Theater.
Yeah, and they sent a car to pick me up, and I was like, what is this?
Did you feel fancy?
I felt fancy. I still feel fancy.
Okay. No, anytime a car gets sent, which is rare even for me, but I'm always like, let me just snap a photo.
No, I know. It was so nice. And then I was like, wow, this is incredible. Everyone here is really friendly. It's not a competition.
Right.
Especially on Troop, you know, and Jenna was on Troop, and Brittany Cherry was on Troop, which was also my season of So You Think.
Yeah.
So we had a big, I was already like, I already knew these people.
Oh, that's fun. I love that. And, you know, I've got to imagine your parents at home very proud of something like that. Because every week you can be like, oh, my son, he's on Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, I think my mom is very happy. My dad is very, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was nice. I'm more happy that they get to like kind of brag for me.
Yes.
Like they get it.
Moms and dads like to do that. They do, you know.
And my grandparents. My grandpa, he's like, oh, everyone at the adult daycare was watching. I'm like, oh, sweet.
Adult daycare. That's so cute.
I know.
They're probably all huddled around the TV watching you.
It's awesome.
What is the one thing that people don't necessarily know about Troop? Because I think Troop is one of those, they see everyone doing the bumpers, they see you guys in production numbers. What's the one thing behind the scenes?
When I was on it, it was different. We were in a lot more numbers.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do as many. When I was back there, they didn't do as many bumpers as they do now. I think they were in more dances, and now it's becoming like more bumpers and more featuring.
And they mention the names a lot, which I think is nice.
Which is great. I think the Troop is really like a breeding ground for the pros, I guess.
I think it's important.
A step up.
It's an important training ground because I think you get an understanding of like how things work.
Absolutely.
How to work with a celebrity.
Yeah.
The ones that are, you know, your ringers, and then also the ones that are going to struggle because you have to understand how to do both.
And the Troop is there to help, you know.
Yep.
It's the Troop. I mean, I got very lucky when I was on Troop. I would help all these people and I learned a lot from that. And so now that I'm a pro, I like to use the Troop as well just because, you know, it's fun for them to do. I mean, at least it was fun for me to do, to help create. You know, you don't get that many opportunities in the dance world to create a dance.
That's right.
On a huge TV show. So.
And a production. I mean, these are productions. These aren't just like, hey, go out there and waltz. They're like, what kind of set do you want? What kind of lighting?
So it's a big, big production, a lot of work. So it's nice to incorporate everyone.
You know, it's funny. You're so young, too. Do you sit there? You're so young. But do you think about this? You're putting together all these packages. I've got to imagine sometimes you're like, wait. I mean, you have people to collaborate with, obviously, in wardrobe and lighting and everything else. But there's still a responsibility of thinking of the vision and then sort of executing all of that.
You know, there's again, very lucky. The show has such a good team, from production to wardrobe to music. We all work very closely together, and they take care of us. So we can come up with an idea that we really feel strongly about, and we can pitch it to them, and if they like it, they'll jump on board and make it happen. You know, it's a really awesome situation.
Have you had your music pulled? That happens a lot with the music clearance.
Yes and no. Usually we get our music like the week before, or not the week before. If we make it through on Monday night, we'll get our music that night for the next week. So we start the next day, but by then it's cleared, usually.
You haven't had one of those situations where at the last minute it's like,
no.
Nope.
No, no, no.
It's happened to a few people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got lucky.
That's always super stressful. It happens on So You Think You Can Dance, too. And sometimes the choreographers are like, I went in for my morning rehearsal. They said it's not 100% cleared. And by after we rehearsed that night.
It was not cleared.
It was not cleared. And then they had to start all over again. And you're like,
yeah, that's not fun.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Let's talk about those couple experiences, because I think you had something really unique happen to you while you were in troupe. And that's a great place to start, is Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah.
And Mark had an injury. You had to step in to help with the salsa.
Yes.
Obviously, Mark had already created the vision and the choreography, but you're stepping in about, a day before or so?
If I believe for that one, yeah, I think it was Sunday night I learned the routine.
Okay. How were your nerves?
I was, again, I was just on troupe. I've never danced with a celebrity before on the show.
She's a good one to dance with,
though.
She
was a great one.
Yeah.
But it was just, I never really had that experience yet. And then it was awesome that Mark was there helping me, because he is one of the best pros that have ever been on the show. He's super creative.
Yep.
And it was really nice to have that kind of help from him. Obviously, the dance was already done. So for the first experience, just to come in and learn the dance and do it wasn't as difficult as being a pro is now.
Right. Right. Because there's less responsibility.
But it was definitely a lot more stress, because I was like, I hope I don't mess up. I just learned this.
Don't want to mess up. Don't want to get her sent home.
Exactly.
Don't want to disappoint Mark.
Exactly.
Do you know why? Did they tell you why you were picked? Or did Mark they just were like, grab
you.
We need you. You are needed. But then, of course, it happened again.
Yes.
Which is like even crazier. And that was what, season 24 with Heather Morris.
Yes.
4 weeks.
So that one was different. That one was... At first, I had to just jump in and learn the dance with Heather. But then, because Max was still injured, I had to start choreographing. So he was gone, and I started taking the role of an actual pro.
That's right. He went to Ohio, didn't he?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So if I'm correct, it was weeks 2 through 5. That happened week 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yes. Of season 24.
Yes.
And so that first week you go in, you're working with Max.
Yeah. Well, the first week, Heather, again, also an incredible
dancer. Amazing dancer.
Very good person to jump in with, because she knows what she's doing. Exactly.
Yeah.
But the dance was already done. Again, I learned it maybe the day before or 2 days before, not knowing if Max was going to dance or not. We danced. It was awesome. And then they're like, well, Max is still injured. And I was like, okay, great. What's happening? And they're like, well, you guys can work on it together. You and Max are going to choreograph it. Max went to Ohio. And then it was the tango, I think, Toxic. And it was one of my favorite dances.
It's actually a great one. But there's a lot of pressure there.
Oh, my God. It was
Max.
I mean,
Max in a tango,
you know. Max in a tango, which is incredible, because everyone remembers Meryl's tango.
That's right, one of his signature pieces.
But it was a lot of stress, not only because it was such a strong dance, but it was also my first dance that I ever choreographed.
Were you like barfing after like every rehearsal, just out of nerves?
I think before I even met her for the first time for that rehearsal, I called in Jenna. And I was like, help me.
Come in.
Help me do this dance.
What do I need to do?
And, you know, it worked out very well.
Jenna's got a good eye, too. I'm sure she could step out a few moments and say, hey.
It's nice to have someone else in the room.
It always is. And that's something, we discuss choreography a lot in Dance with Stars. And sometimes if you guys have outside help or you have someone come into the studio, sometimes some of the fans get really upset. And I thought, we've tried to demystify this a little bit on my show. I've done some articles about it just so people understand, like, choreography is a collaborative process.
Yeah.
You can't always do it alone. You do need either an assistant or you need a third eye, because sometimes you're not seeing the picture.
Yeah, absolutely. And, honestly, that's why Juniors was actually so fun, because I got to choreograph it and then I saw these people doing exactly what I thought was happening.
Yeah,
and
or you get if to something's see
it
off.
Exactly. You can change it right away.
Yep.
But if you're doing it, you don't really see it
Yeah,
you know, you're doing it.
Even an iPhone doesn't always capture what you're the picture that is being projected out there. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I always like to tell people, I'm like, it's okay to have a little bit of assistance.
Everyone has assistance.
And it's you guys are under a lot of pressure too. I think that's the other thing to remember. You're asked to do two, three dances sometimes towards the end to produce and choreograph and get costumes and lighting and concepts. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. How did that work then? Was Max checking in at all, even though you were choreographing?
Max was
like,
checking in all the time.
FaceTiming and stuff like that.
I think after the first, after we did the tango, he was like, okay, like he wasn't as stressed, you know, just because it turned out well.
Yeah.
So he came back for the next one, and he obviously wanted to be a part of it. It's a fun experience, so you don't want to just sit out. So the next ones we collaborated with.
Oh,
and I think
good.
The next one we had the cha-cha and then the jazz.
Yeah, and then he came back.
And then he came back.
Yeah, and they had a fantastic dance, and then they were eliminated. And I was like, what?
People didn't vote.
I know. We talk about the voting all the time. We're like, why? But people always assume that the ringers, the ones that are so good and strong in their technique, are being taken care of.
It happened again this year with Tinashe.
It sure
and
did.
And Juan Pablo.
Oh, gosh, yeah. There were some heated weeks. There were some heated weeks in that oh, man. Twitter was like, I was like, okay, I'm logging off. I can't. How did you officially find out that season 25, you are moved up to pro? Did they say you're in consideration?
Oh, no. Or? It was so after Heather's season, obviously, that was like a great showcase of.
Great trial run.
Yeah, great trial run. And I feel like it worked out pretty well, if mm-hmm. I might say so myself.
Yep.
We went on tour, and like, you know, on tour you don't really know what's happening with the show, but the tour was a great opportunity for me again to go out there and meet all the fans, really build a little brand for myself. I came back, and me and Max went golfing, and I get a phone call from the executive producer while we're on the golf course, and she's like, "Where are you?" I was like, "Oh, I'm with Max." She's like, "Oh, I'm so excited to tell you, you're going to be a pro." I was like, "Oh!"
You're like, "No way!"
I started crying.
Oh, you did.
Of course, it's a dream come true.
Just like Debbie Gibson, out of the blue.
Speaking of Debbie Gibson, my first partner.
I love her. I love her.
She was awesome.
What do you remember from your first season as pro? Because you're like officially there. Then you're like, holy cow, now I have to make sure people are voting for me every week.
It's being a pro is you want to create really cool dances that are fulfilling, but you also want to, you know, give something to the audience that want to vote for you. You want the people to root for you. So it's not just about making a good dance. There's also stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that after the first season. You know, the first season was really hard because you don't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, I got very lucky with Debbie. She was awesome. But there were so many good people on that season. And I mean, I'm not expecting to make it further, you know?
And also you have to get the audience also behind you as
exactly.
well as a pro.
As a first time pro, it's hard
to. That's right. I mean, you were lucky in that you had that a little extra showcase, but you do have to go, I'm here. Now I'm officially a pro.
Exactly.
Please vote. Hey please. There, please just keep us around one more week. and then we did with the mini season, the athletes. Hello, you got Mariah.
I had Mariah, who's awesome. She's such a sweetheart and a super hard worker.
She's competitive.
Yes.
She is a true competitor.
Well, she is an Olympic medalist, which is awesome.
Yeah.
She is the definition of hard work.
I thought what was really interesting about her, because she's such a, you know, on the outside, she's so tough, but you just know inside, like vulnerable. She's emotional too in a way, but she doesn't always get to see it because she's out there on the ice and she's like, I'm going to do my triple axel. I'm going to show it to you. The week you guys were eliminated, I was at Mixology, and, you know, they always replay the show. She watched herself get eliminated, and she just started crying.
Honestly, we became such good friends in that short amount of time. But I realized that she might be like this tough, like hardworking girl, but obviously she wanted it. It was a lot of fun.
She really wanted to be there. And I felt like that was the first moment that I was like, gosh, this show meant a lot to her. Not that I didn't think it did, but I think we saw the tough competitor. And I said, sometimes you need to show a little bit of that softness to the Dancing with the Stars audience because
at the end of the day, it's not about winning the show. It's about, it's about having a good experience.
It is.
That's why. I mean, I thought she killed it. I feel like if it was a long season, I think it would have played out differently.
As you know, what did you have, 4 weeks?
Exactly.
I mean, you blinked and then the whole thing was exactly. over. We're like, okay.
It happened so fast.
But
in hindsight, again, it was great. I mean, it doesn't even feel like it, but we made the semifinals.
We made it to week three, which, by the way, was the semifinals, and I'm going to stick to that
narrative.
But
I mean, she did a great job, and it was... Those eliminations were hard because every elimination was like, a double elimination, but that one was a triple elimination.
Was that the triple elimination? I was like, I know there was three at one point. I was oh, God.
It was scary.
That was. You know, and a lot of people were like, I just don't like the athlete theme. I thought it was great because everyone is on a level playing field in terms of they were all elites in their sport. And athletes always bring a level of understanding to work hard. They have the understanding of what it means to compete. Mm-hmm.
It was a great season dance-wise, I think so.
I know, and I think sometimes the fan, I'm like, no, this is what we want. Like, if you want...
Well, it depends if you want really good dancing or if you want, like, stories and everything.
Let's talk season 27 then, because...
Season 27 was my favorite.
What was your favorite?
Not the wrong... That's
Mariah.
Still 25.
That's 26. Yeah.
But season 27
Alexis.
Was my favorite. Yes.
There we go. There we go.
Look at that.
That's a cute photo. Well, here's the thing. Fans are on two camps on this season. You know this, right? The ones that were cool with the journey, love the, you know, the Bobby Bones, grocery store Joe making it through. And then you have the people that were like, holy cow, I can't believe, you know, Tinashe's gone. Pablo's gone.
I mean, I feel like it was really divided this season by dancing and by story, you know. Joe, I love Joe so much. He was awesome. I would root for Joe. But again, not the best dancer.
Sure.
I think he became a really, you know, he definitely grew a lot because from the beginning he didn't know anything.
No, and he couldn't remember choreography.
Yeah, and then he ended up dancing.
That's right.
So it depends on what you want from the show. You know, if you want the best dancer every day, like a Juan Pablo or Tinashe, well then, yeah, people are going to vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be upset when they get eliminated.
Right.
But if you want like someone who started from struggle and build their way up and made a great narrative by learning something that they're not comfortable in, well, then it's either Bobby or Joe, you know? There's different narratives throughout each season with each couple, and it depends.
These two sides were warring on season 27. It was so interesting. I'm someone who loves a good journey. It's why I will forever love Tommy Chong on the show forever. It was just something that like tugged at my heart, and you know, he had good moves, but he was never going to be, you know, the best dancer out there ever. But he held himself really well, but I just loved his heart. That was all in it.
Exactly. I think heart is the most important thing, you know, when you can see someone caring about it, that's when it becomes more impressive than just steps.
Now, were you aware of who Alexis was before you were partnered with her?
No,
it's okay.
I'm not really big on social media.
And especially when people are influencers on Instagram, you know, there's a lot of them, and you know,
once I knew the name, I looked it up, and I was like, oh, I know who she is.
Like, I totally know. But you couldn't have been disappointed when you're
absolutely not. No, I was
really
I was extremely
great long
excited.
Limbs, like really lovely lines. As a dancer, I would have been like, yes.
I remember our first day, our very first rehearsal. I was like, I cannot wait for a waltz or like a Viennese waltz. It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, you knew like that frame was gonna look gorgeous.
Just her arms were so elongated and so beautiful. It was nice.
Was she someone that she'd had a little bit of training like in high school kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, she did ballet when she was younger.
Yeah, so. Some of that carries over and some of it doesn't.
I mean, again, I said it during the season. It's for the fast dances, it's so hard to get rid of that ballet technique. You know, and our first dance was a jive, the exact opposite of ballet.
And long limbs is hard with the jive.
Yes, you want to be short and quick as opposed to elongated and smooth.
I took your jive class, by the way, and I'm someone that was ballet trained. And it's the complete opposite because in ballet you want to land on your heels and jive, you're on the ball of your feet. My calves were on fire for like 3 days after your class.
Good.
It was super fun, but I really was dying.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work and it's different muscles. So that's why part of the time when someone's like, oh, I'm a ballet dancer. Yeah, it's not that similar to
ballroom. Yeah, it's not the weight balance. Completely different. And, you know, I'm always like, oh, my gosh, I'm dancing on the ball of my feet. I just think, like, my Achilles is going to snap. Because that's sort of the way you're training. Because I always like, land with your heel. Yeah. You don't want to constantly jump and do that. But forget it. Ballroom,
Totally different.
What do you think was your favorite dance of the season with Alexis?
Well, first off, the season itself was incredible. I mean, we made it to the finale. That was the first time I ever made the finals.
Big production number.
Big. There was
you
a
had
lot
a
of
mountain.
I had a lot of big production numbers.
You had a mountain.
I had a mountain. It was that really was impressive. I had Avril Lavigne as well.
I forgot about that.
She sang live. That was awesome.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. But it was, you know, the finale was the least stressful week by far.
Yeah.
Just because we were so happy to be there. It did not matter if we won or not. We made it to the end. And honestly, that is the best journey that you can have. It doesn't matter if you win. No one really remember. Like, I mean, you remember the winners, but that's not what makes the journey good.
Right.
You know, we had the best journey possible, and I was so lucky to have that.
That's good.
It was awesome. And so to make it to the finale, it was the least stressful week that we've had.
That's incredible. I wonder, did you just feel like, you know, whatever, how the chips fall is how it's going to happen?
Exactly. I think the semifinals was the most stressful.
Yeah.
Because we had two dances that week, and it was like, this is what the people are voting on whether they're making it to the finals or not.
And then you're thinking, well, someone's not going to make it to the finals.
Two people.
Oh,
two people didn't make it. It was a double elimination.
Oh, when they changed that up, I always forget. I'm like, that's so frustrating at the last minute.
Yeah, no, that was very, very scary.
That was the Juan Pablo week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Juan Pablo and Joe.
Juan Pablo, though, that was a heated Twitter week.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just people vote. You know, at the end of the day, it's voting.
It is. And it's a funny thing, too, the way the voting goes, because I think people really do go, oh, they're fine. They have a fan base.
Absolutely.
Fuller House people are voting.
They got the best score of the night. They don't need votes.
Yeah, they don't. But everyone needs a vote.
Everyone needs a vote.
I've always said this to people. I'm like, stop splitting your votes. You know, if you have like one contestant that you really love, just stand behind
just
them
vote
and
them.
Vote. Because if you start giving like 3-1 Pablo and 2 to Alexis and, you know, 1 to Bobby, it becomes a hodgepodge and it splits.
Yeah.
And that's how people go home.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. But I'm like, mathematically, if you have one contestant you love and you want them to stay,
just vote for them.
Yep. Give all 20 to them.
Exactly.
Do your power voting.
Just vote for me from now on.
Just vote for Alan. That's because Alan's like, it's only.
just vote for me.
Yep. Before we go on, because I do want to talk about Day of Dancing and things like that, and I've got a couple fan questions, I just want to remind you guys, if you're listening to us as a podcast on iTunes, please go out there and rate us 5 stars. Leave some great comments, because the more comments we get, 5 stars. Thanks,
5 Alan. Comments.
Leave 5 comments and leave 5 stars. But the more comments we get, the more stars we get, the higher our visibility is out there.
Nice.
Yes.
Give them some stars.
Yes. And we are bringing you all of your favorites from commercial dance every single week. I know. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love bringing like, you're my first Dancing with the Stars person, I think, of 2019.
What?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep, I know.
It's going to be a good year then.
It's going to be a really good year. And you're not the only one. We've got others coming through soon.
Ooh.
Oh, just a tease.
Subscribe. Can you subscribe?
You can subscribe to on iTunes. Yes. Please do that. So we appreciate it. We've got a lot of good guests coming up in the next few weeks. I even have Jeff Thacker coming in
Wow.
So you think he invited himself on my show.
That's good.
Isn't that great? I interviewed Robert Roldan. And then as I was driving home, like an email popped up on my phone and I was like,
uh-oh.
It's Jeff Thacker. And how does he have my email? Because I've never emailed with him. And I found out later how he got my email. But when I was driving and I'm like, I can't even pull over to read this because I'm so nervous. I thought maybe he was like, why did you say that in Robert's interview? Because he literally was like, the first line was like, I just finished watching your show. And I'm like,
ooh. Oh, God.
Yeah, no. You're like, Papa Jeff, watch the show.
That's when it's stressful.
No, that's when it's stressful. It was totally fine, though. He was like, I would like to come on. I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
Yep. So he's coming. He's going to sit across in the hot seat a few weeks.
Good luck,
yes.
Jeff.
Good luck. Yes. Day of Dancing is coming up.
Yes.
With you and Artem and
Gleb.
So this is kind of like Pro Dance Camp 2.0.
This is better than Pro Dance Camp.
Tell us all about it.
We come to you. No, me, Gleb, and Artem, while we were on tour, we decided, like, we met so many fans, and we thought it was so cool that all these people are so interested in dance that we want to come travel and teach you guys dance.
It was really fun because I was with you guys in Palm Springs last March, of course, and took a lot of the classes. And I thought what was most interesting for me was seeing how different your teaching styles were.
Yeah. So me, Gleb, and Artem are three completely different people.
Totally different. I mean, we know that you're totally different people, but
teaching-wise, I feel like every teacher is different.
Gleb is very strict. I think. Like Russian.
I see that.
Yes, for sure. What I thought, your class was super fun and high energy because I took the Jive, obviously, so that was great. And then the thing that surprised me most was Artem's class. Artem was like down on the floor, like dancing with all of us. And I was like, I guess I just didn't expect that out of him. I don't know why. I don't know what I thought he would do, but I was like, oh, okay. And he danced like in with most of their groups and everything, which I thought, I was like, he was a little more laid back maybe than I thought.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, he's a really laid back guy.
He is laid back. I don't know why I expected him to just be like up there and maybe barking at me like, do the dance better.
No, he's awesome. They're all awesome. And that's, I mean, we're all awesome.
But what it is, you get a variety of teaching styles that I think are important because being, you know, being able to experience that is really important.
You get to experience what the celebrities experience.
Oh, yeah. You know?
It's a lot of fun. And I'm really excited that we can do this. We're doing 7 cities.
And it's you kick off, what, March 30th, I think, right?
We kick off March 30th in Orlando.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're going to Disney, too? Universal?
I guess so. We'll have to now.
Yeah, now that I said that. Yeah. And you're going back to Minneapolis?
Yeah, I'm really excited about
that. Is it your brother's studio, correct?
Yeah. So we're going to studios, and basically we're doing 3 group classes, like workshops.
Okay.
Then we have a Q&A, and we have a meet and greet, and then we also have privates available. But there's, I think, only 4 or 5 privates per person, just because we've got to keep it small.
Well, yeah, and you don't want to be tired, you know, doing... you've got to be sharp. You've got to be sharp for those. Yeah, you got to... You want to give them the best of you. So,
exactly.
So everyone can go to, it's dayofdancing.com.
Dayofdancing.com. Or on our Instagrams, you can go to the little bio or Day of Dancing on Instagram.
Yes.
All the information's there. Sign up. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be incredible just because, you know, when we did Pro Dance Camp, we learned so much about this awesome little event that we can throw where we become really good friends with you guys. It's not just about, you know, learning a step. You get to spend the whole day with us and not just learn dance, which is awesome. We get to learn dance, but we get to know each other a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a really fun, relaxed setting. Yeah. I think everyone really enjoyed it when we were in Palm Springs last year. And you get a photo with
the gentleman.
What? When I posted that photo, people were like, oh, like, you're so lucky.
we're in between the
gentlemen. Yeah, I was like, no, but it really was a great experience. Honestly, I had so much fun just, you know, hanging out with you guys and seeing what everyone was experiencing. And
I mean, honestly, if you've never danced before, that's what some of our celebrities feel like. You know, they literally have never danced before and they come in for the first day and they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And you're like, oh, don't worry. You know, we'll figure it out. That's what, you know, this is going to be like that. Even if you've never danced before, you're going to have a great time. You know, the celebrities love the show so much because you get to learn something that you're not good at in a short amount of time. You know, in that day, you will learn 3 different dances.
And what's important, too, because I got that question a lot last year, like, well, I've never taken a class. I didn't think it was for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, honestly, it was all levels last year from very first dance class ever. There were some people that obviously competed and were obviously very talented in it. However, you can just come in your sneakers.
Yeah,
I wore yoga pants and sneakers.
You don't have to be a dancer to do it. Obviously, if you're a dancer, it's good for you, too. But it's for all levels. And especially in the privates, you don't even have to know what dance is to take a private.
That's right.
We'll literally teach you a dance.
You walk out of there, you're going to have
in that
like
class.
You'll get it. You will definitely get it.
It's a promise.
Do you get the opportunity, like if I booked a private lesson with you, can I come in and say I want to learn a waltz or I want to learn a jive or
whatever you want?
What's your specialty, Alan?
Specialty? I don't know.
What's your number one dance?
What's my number one dance?
If I was
to
like
teach?
If I'm like I need to go to Alan for the
I don't know. Everything. No, I don't know. It depends. I love teaching everything. Jive is fun. Salsa is fun.
Yeah.
I like the slower dances now.
You do?
Now that I'm getting older.
You're so old.
I'm kidding.
You walked in here with your cane.
No. But I do. I really appreciate the waltzes and the tangos and the Argentine tangos, of course.
Oh, you could teach me an Argentine tango.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do
How long are the privates?
I think they're 45 to an hour.
Can you do a full Argentine tango in 45?
Well, I don't know how full, but we'll definitely do a dance that you can do to music.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I'm thinking, could I really learn?
You can do it. You can do it.
I'll see. I'm a good, like, little, I'm short. The jive is good for me.
Jive is fun. Jive is a fun dance because, you know, it's a high energy dance and it's a lot of work, but there's a lot less, you know, technique to it.
I'd like to learn a good samba, though, too. That's my other.
Samba, yeah.
I'm Ooh. Really, I like a good samba roll, and yeah.
Kristen, sign up.
I'll be signing up. Yeah. I can't go to the one in LA, though, unfortunately. I'm out of town again. Alan, if you are, like, in town, I am out of town. That's how it works out. I have to fly to Minneapolis or something, or Orlando, or go wherever.
Yes.
We have some great fan questions that I want to get to.
Yes.
And I have to tell you that I always tell everyone, please give me outside-the-box questions. Don't give me, you know... What celeb are you dying to have?
Kristen told me she doesn't care what celeb I have, so she's not even going to ask me. She said, I don't care.
Because I know you've answered it in some other publication at
Probably.
This point. Yes, I know you have. All right. There was one that I absolutely loved. I thought this one was great. This is from Kelly Cantola. She said, when did you feel like you had made it in the dance industry? Do you ever feel like you've made it yet?
I don't think so. You know, it's always like you always have something to prove. Especially to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know about the dance industry, but to myself, I always want to keep going and keep improving.
I always say to people, there's, especially in this entertainment industry that we're all in, there's no there. Like once you think that you're there, if you had a goal, like I want to get on Dancing with Stars, you get there and then you think.
I want to do this now.
Oh, now I want to be a pro.
Yeah.
Now that I'm a pro.
I want to win.
I want to win. Yeah, there's always another step now that you've won. Maybe you want to choreograph on So You Think You Can Dance, or maybe you want to do a film.
And I think that's what's really amazing about our industry, actually, is that you have a dream, but then you have goals and they constantly evolve and get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So you never really make it.
That's right. It's so nice. We've sort of arrived, but sort of not. That's why I always say there's no there.
Exactly.
Because once you're there, you're not there. All right. There were some other good ones. I love this one from Judy Talent. She said, how do you maintain your stamina and fitness, Alan?
It's a good question.
Are you in the gym a lot?
I do go to the gym a lot. But also dancing is one of the best exercises. So
the weight
really
drip.
Keeps you.
But I think for men, too, because the weight falls off a lot of times when you're dancing a lot. But for men, you also want to keep up your muscle mm-hmm. mass. So you have to do enough lifting.
Yeah. I mean, I like to go work out. It gives me some time to be by myself. You know, I like cardio. I like lifting.
And they don't like to give you budgets for shirts either.
Yeah. I mean...
You have to be ready. You know, honestly.
You always got to be ready.
You totally do. Because, you know, they're like, we just don't have a budget for a shirt for Artem ever.
Ever.
Ever. There's no Artem shirt budget. I love to tweet that out because it makes me laugh because I feel like he never has a shirt on.
He never has a shirt on.
No, he doesn't.
I at least have a shirt on today.
Yeah, you did. Thank you. I appreciate that. But finales, there's usually that one men's number where the body rolls get going. There's no shirt.
No.
No. No shirt for body rolls.
But yeah, so we like to work out, especially on tour. You know,
eating is weird. Eating
is weird, but there's also not that much that we can do in each city, so we go to the gym.
That's good.
It's nice.
Keeps you in shape. Yeah, because you can get chubby on tour. I've been on tour before, and it's easy to eat a pizza late at night, and then you're like, okay. It's true, though. I'm not lying. This is another good one. Eva Cantu. What is the legacy that you want to leave as a dancer?
What?
I know. See, instead of who is your favorite celebrity ever, we're going to...
That's a good question.
We're
going to
give you some
deep.
Thinking questions.
What is the legacy? I don't even know what that means. What I want people to remember me by?
Yeah.
You know, I just want people to remember me by going out there and just enjoying it. I think something that makes me different than a lot of the other dancers is that I genuinely enjoy it. I don't care about the money. I don't care about the fame. I just love it so much that it makes me smile when I'm doing it. And I think people see that. And in turn, they smile.
That's good.
I like to make happy
people.
Yeah. It makes me happy when I can make someone else happy. So then if I can go on stage and dance and make thousands of people happy, that really makes me happy.
That's good. That's really sweet, Alan.
Oh,
I like that. I know you guys, you know, this year has been a little weird because it's down to one season. How have you guys weathered all of that? Thinking about making plans for the summer in case there's no juniors?
I mean, honestly, we just got off tour.
Like, what are you going to do for the rest of your life?
I haven't really thought about it yet. I mean, we're doing this Day of Dancing thing, which is awesome.
And it takes you through May.
It takes us... I don't know what it
May
takes.
18th. May 18th.
May
18th
day.
In
Look
Los Angeles.
But I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of opportunities coming up. And I'm excited to see what happens, but I'm more excited to come back for the next season.
All right, we can't wait for season 28.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, our time is up here
No, this was the longest hour it's up. Okay. It went by really fast.
Really? I hope so. It went by really fast. I hope I didn't torture you too much.
No, and there's no AC in here, so.
He's like, I'm sweating. I'm actually sweating. It's better than it was.
She's trying to get
an hour
my shirt
ago.
Off.
I was trying to get Alan's shirt. That was my goal. I'm like, how can I get him to at least unbutton the top button?
Nope.
I'm just going to have to go back and watch YouTube videos and Mandy Moore choreographed body rolls.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. You are welcome of back course. Anytime. We'll keep the seat warm here for you.
Awesome.
Yes. If people want to find you on social media, since you love it so much.
Alan Burstyn, I think.
On Instagram, yes. Instagram. I think you're still Dance 10 Alan
still
on
Dance
Twitter.
Dance 10 on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a legacy account.
I'm
you
keeping
can't.
It. I'm not changing that.
Don't. That's so bad. I love season 10 forever.
Dance 10 Alan.
Do you know how many times I've watched Putting on the Ritz, the top 20 dance? It's so good. Nappy Tabs. I watch it like once a week at least. Click. I love it so much. They won an Emmy for it, too.
It was awesome.
It was really amazing.
That was amazing.
I'm a little jealous I wasn't in it. I got to tell you. Just a little. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming. Have fun with A Day of Dancing.
Yes.
And you guys sign up for that, of course.
Dayofdancing.com.
You bet. All right, you guys. We will be back next week here live on To The Point with Kristen Burt. We want to thank Dance Network, of course, for sponsoring the show.
Mic drop.
Popcorn Talk. Yeah, he's got a mic drop over here going on with Alan. I don't know what's happening. But for more dance news, check out dancenetwork.tv. We'll see you all next week.
Bye. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.